You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
There is a way for you to conquer the anxiety of feeling lonely.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God of the universe, the hearts of many people around the world are empty. Their lives each day are haunted by the despair of loneliness. By the power of your Holy Spirit, through your living and all-powerful word, draw all people unto you. Empower them to respond to your love and mercy, made available to all men through your Son, Jesus Christ. In his precious name we pray, amen. After analyzing millions of phone calls received at 132 crisis counseling centers in several countries, an international counseling service recently learned that one of the major problems facing people today is loneliness. In the United States, Canada, Europe, and many other countries, an increasing number of individuals are realizing that the pain of loneliness in their personal life is often more than they can bear. Even Soviet newspapers have recently been carrying stories on clubs springing up all over Russia designed to assist those who feel alone and without friends. In many situations, loneliness is having such an impact on society that some medical experts are now considering it an illness which many times proves damaging both physically and psychologically. To feel lonely once in a while is very normal. It is a misconception to believe that loneliness is a product of a weak or deficient personality. Anyone can experience it, strong or weak, rich or poor, outgoing or shy, young or old. It is, however, when this feeling becomes chronic and persistent, that hope diminishes, despair grows, and feelings become intolerable. It is under these conditions that the depressed turn to almost anything for help, and some even to suicide. Loneliness has existed in every culture and every generation since the creation of the world. Various sociological movements and trends in our society, however, have caused it to become persistent and acute. For example, husbands who pursue job promotions are many times required to relocate their families. It is not unusual to hear of families who have moved two or three times in 5 years. Each time a family relocates, helpful and fulfilling friendships in the neighborhood, at school, or on the job are suddenly terminated. Friends who provided companionship and assistance are no longer present. In addition, those moving into the new neighborhood hesitate to make new friends for fear of losing them through the next move, which may occur at any time. The recent shift in our moral standards has also increased the number of individuals suffering from the despair of loneliness. This is especially true in relation to marriage. In the 1960s, one out of four marriages ended in divorce. Today, the problem has skyrocketed to where nearly one out of two or every other one will end as a disaster. To be faced with the fact that an institution which God Himself ordained has only a 50% chance of survival is not very encouraging for young people contemplating marriage. When divorce occurs, the pain of loneliness begins to take its toll. Both the innocent and the guilty find themselves stymied socially. The stigma of divorce frustrates and blocks friendships they so strongly desire and desperately need. This is only part of the story. In addition, countless thousands of children, many of them not even teenagers, suffer untold agony as their family is split, and for years they have no knowledge of their mother or their father. They cry themselves to sleep at night, while their heart aches to be close to those whom they love. Loneliness, despair, and the terrible feeling of being unwanted haunts the lives of many each day. In the midst of all of this human agony and uncertainty, the Lord of the entire universe stands with His gracious arms outstretched, inviting all who are weary and lonely to come to Him. Throughout His entire ministry on earth, Jesus was especially concerned with the lonely, those who were down and out, and those for whom no one else cared. He not only offered to be their constant friend and companion, He also forgave their sins and restored their souls. For many, He was their only friend when no one else cared. The situation today has not changed. Our Lord, who was raised from the dead after being crucified on the cross, is constantly present among us in a supernatural way. He stands by to comfort the lonely, the brokenhearted, and the friendless. As you go about your work each day, be absolutely assured that you are not alone. Your gracious Lord is constantly with you. The examples of social catastrophes and upheavals, which many times lead to loneliness, are too numerous to mention. In addition, we must always point out that loneliness also affects many who have enjoyed a reasonably normal family and social life. This may be true for those of you who have gone to college or who have, out of necessity, moved away from your home to find a job. Perhaps you are currently serving in the military and you miss your parents, your relatives, and friends. Or maybe you are single and wish that you could find a marriage partner. Perhaps you are even one of those whose marriage partner has been taken away from you through death. For those of you who have experienced the pain of loneliness, I wish it were possible for me to say that I have found a new medicine, a new invention, or a new philosophy to take away your disturbing feeling. To make such a statement would certainly be misleading. But don't despair. I cannot offer you a new medicine or a new philosophy. I can, however, tell you something even greater. With honesty, integrity, and great joy, let me assure you in the strongest possible way that you are never alone. During most of the year, thousands of children return from school each day. As they step inside their home, many of them call for their mother. If she answers, they are pleasantly assured of her presence, even though they are unable to see her because she is in some other part of the house. If the mother is present but does not answer, small children often immediately panic because of the fear of being alone. In the same way, we are many times deeply disturbed and lonely because our Lord does not make His presence known in the way or at the time that we prefer. If we cannot see Him, we believe He is not present. As Jesus was completing His earthly ministry and was preparing to ascend into heaven, He told those who followed Him, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." One of the great misconceptions held by many people today is that when Jesus ascended into heaven, He withdrew His presence completely from this earth. Perhaps even you believe that our Lord is now out in space somewhere, that He now exists in some other part of the universe, and that He has temporarily abandoned the earth. We are tempted to see God as some type of mythical Santa Claus who visits us only occasionally and then returns to His spiritual workshop at the North Pole. Nothing could be further from the truth. Shortly before ascending into heaven, Jesus took great care to explain to his disciples that when they were no longer able to see him, he would still be among them. In the same way, even though we cannot see him, Jesus is present among us at all times. Fog and early morning mist are caused when moisture is suspended in cool air. Later in the day, as the air becomes warmer, the moisture is usually no longer visible. In the same way, ever since Jesus completed his earthly ministry, he has not been visible. He is present each day among us, even though we are unable to see him physically. It is often assumed that loneliness is caused by being alone. In many instances, this is not true. One of the most astonishing facts is that some of the loneliest people today live in the largest cities of the world, such as New York, London, Tokyo, and Hong Kong. These individuals have thousands of other people as neighbors, and yet they live in virtual despair. They know no one. They interact socially with no one. They could as well be living on a remote island in the middle of an ocean. A large Chicago newspaper recently carried a moving story about a lonely woman who lived in the middle of a large city. She said, "I'm so lonely I could die. I hear from no one. My phone never rings." She continued by asking, "Have you ever felt sure the world has ended? I'm the only one on earth. How else can I feel? Oh, dear God, help me. I do not know what to do." Even members of a family can feel lonely. Children raised in a home of luxury many times feel no one cares for them. Husbands and wives play the roles expected of them by society, all the while their hearts cry out from within them for needed friendship, security, and fulfillment. Most people are not lonely because they are alone. They are lonely because they have no meaningful relationships, no one to talk to, no one to confide in, no one to share happiness, and no one with whom to discuss the challenges and problems of everyday living. In recent years, the elderly in our society have increasingly been pushed to the sidelines. No one wants to be bothered by them. No one wants to take the time to visit them. Because of this, alcoholism has become one of the most challenging problems among senior citizens. A member of one of the Alcoholics Anonymous clubs in a retired section of Florida recently stated that retired people are turning to alcohol in great numbers. A friend of mine living on the West Coast recently told me that liquor stores located near retirement villages are doing a record business. He further explained that people do not come in for a small bottle of wine. They buy several large bottles at one time. A clinical social worker in Florida recently explained, "I have seen patients here who have had no problems with alcohol until after retirement. Many of these people are lonely. They feel no one cares for them. With their extra time, they try to find something to do." A man now retired and living in New York told his story. "When I became retired," he said, "I did not know what to do with myself. I was so lonely, I began stopping in at a local lounge to buy a can of beer and to listen to people. I found myself going from one can of beer to two cases of beer each day." The elderly and the retired are not the only ones who have turned to alcohol as a desperate attempt to relieve their loneliness. Single people, young men and women, find bar hopping as the only way to prevent the anxiety of being alone. Being near or living among other people will not take away our loneliness. We must develop friendships or relationships with those around us. In the same way, merely acknowledging the presence of God in nature or in the universe can never remove the root cause of loneliness. Loneliness, which is a result of our rebellion toward God, separates us from His presence. We must have a living relationship with our Lord, who Himself said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." It is not difficult to understand that while most people are willing to acknowledge the existence of God, they have no relationship with Him. It may be even more accurate in many instances to say that most people do not even desire a relationship with their Lord. They prefer to live their own life, to do their own thing. It is indeed more comfortable for many to believe that God is not present among them. If they knew He was present, they would be embarrassed. When we acknowledge the Lord's presence, it means we realize He is aware of every area of our personal life. He knows in detail how we conduct our business, how we treat others in our family, whether or not we are obedient to those placed above us. He is also fully aware of what we do with our leisure time, where we go, and what we do on weekends. He knows how we conduct ourselves each day, each minute of our life, not just when and if we go to church. An honest evaluation of the life we lead in the sight of God should arouse in all of us a deep sense of shame. The Holy Scriptures point out, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." God is a God of justice, righteousness, and holiness. He is also a God of love, grace, and mercy. To all who are willing to acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, He is willing to remove the barrier of sin which prevents us from being His friend. When the barrier of sin is removed, our Lord does not become our friend in a passive way. When we acknowledge Jesus as God, as He claimed to be, He daily sustains us through the power of the Holy Spirit, by upholding us in our troubles, by assuring us of His presence when we feel alone, and by constantly reminding us that despite any problems we may be facing, He will lead us through to victory. If loneliness haunts you, don't despair. Extend your hand of friendship to those around you and to those living near you. When you do this, you make it possible for them also to help you. Call up a local church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached. Ask to speak to the clergyman in charge and let him know you would like to become involved in a warm and meaningful Christian fellowship. He will be glad to hear from you. Even more important, go to your bedroom, get down on your knees, and with a repentant heart, ask God in prayer to remove the barrier of sin which is separating you from His love and grace. Acknowledge Him and His daily presence every day. Through the power of His Holy Spirit, the Lord will most certainly comfort and encourage you, as He did His disciples when He said to them, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Father in heaven, by the power of your Holy Spirit, remind us each day of your presence. Remove from our minds any idea that you have abandoned our earth and now exist in some faraway place in the universe. Help us to realize that you are fully aware of everything we do in our daily lives. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, remove any sin which has created a barrier between us and brought about the feeling of loneliness. Assure us of your constant, loving, and gracious presence, no matter where we are or what we are doing. We ask all of this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.